FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Sarah Groves, he's always been faithful. On Third Day, Let There Be Light. Good morning, friend Mindy with you, 721.
And your weather forecast, mostly sunny skies for our Tuesday, high reaching up to 82. For your overnight, partly cloudy, low down to 65. For your winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a hot and humid day with a high near 90. Currently at 63, and we want to invite you to support WJTL. You can make a donation online at WJTL.com, or you can send it to us here at WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Manheim, PA, 17545. Thank you so much for your support of this ministry.
This morning, our friends Mike and Dara are here. They're with Water Mission, and they're doing a PA Walk for Water. Good morning again, you guys.
Morning.
Great to have you both here. Mike Ayala is with Water Mission. Mike, I was looking on your Facebook page here. Craig Williams is on the ground in the Bahamas, and you guys are providing fresh water there. Tell us a little bit. Do you have any stories about what's happening in the Bahamas right now?
Right now, all of the stuff that's happening right now is to get all the equipment that they can there and set up facilities in different areas so that people can get safe water. There's no bottled water being taken there. They have a desalinization plant, that portable plant that they've flown in that they used in Katrina to help in the United States. But they brought that unit into there, and it'll do 55,000 gallons a day of fresh water being desalinated if it's up and running. So it takes a little while to get that running, but they need to get the distribution sources out so they get it around to all the different areas where people can get to this water and have it.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're there already and working, but that's what Water Mission does. It goes to where there is a disaster and make sure people have water.
That's absolutely true. They've met almost every disaster around the world. They partner with Samaritan's Purse and Compassion. They've been in Haiti. They've been in Philippines. They've been in Tibet. All of the different areas where they've had hurricanes, earthquakes, even plagues. The Ebola breakout in West Africa. That they showed up there to help set up safe water systems that they have as well to provide safe water to the people there because cholera was breaking out.
And you said that you were telling me off the air that the way water is impacting the world hasn't changed. There's still people dying from waterborne or water-related illnesses.
Right. Every 37 seconds, somebody dies from a water-related illness. And sadly to say, that's mostly children.
Wow.
There are so many places in the world that don't have the access to safe water that we do in the United States. And so they take water sources or whatever they can wherever they go. So in Africa, if there's rivers or streams, they take those and they purify them. Honduras, that's where they first started. Same thing. There was a river there that was called the River of Death. And they set up their safe water systems. It was doing about 10,000 gallons a day, and it was clean, safe water. These people were no longer being infected with parasites. And it's just amazing what happens when you have safe, clean water. And we take it for granted here.
Well, sure. And that's the sustainable part, is that you're just not taking bottled water. You're taking a way for them to have water.
All the time.
All the time.
And then we set up systems. Almost like many municipalities, we ask the people in the community and we involve them in the whole process. And, the other thing is that we're not just talking about fresh water, fresh, clean water, safe water. We're talking about living water, because Water Mission is a faith-based organization that is their primary issue is to be able to provide water for people, but also to talk about the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's a huge impact that we can have in the world by just providing safe water.
That's very cool. Go to the Facebook page, type in Water Mission. You could see what they're doing in the Bahamas right now, which is very cool. And Dara Myers is with us. And Dara, one thing that we could do is be a part of your upcoming walk to help raise funds for the things Mike was talking about. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Come on out. October 5th at 9 a.m., we're going to be at the Northern High School walking for water. And the walk is going to simulate what millions of people do around the world every day, mostly women and children, to gather water. And so we're going to walk about a mile and a half, collect water at a water source. It's a dirty water source. And then carry that bucket the remainder of the way, about a mile and a half. And then we're going to dump it into this living water treatment system that Mike Ayala was talking about that is in the Bahamas right now. That same model will be in the Bahamas providing safe water. So we're going to simulate that October 5th. So you get to see the treatment system working as well.
That's cool.
And you'll be able to see that it's clean, fresh water. And you can drink it if you want to, if you're brave enough to do that.
Yeah. So, how can people sign up? What do they do?
Sure. Go to the website, pawalkforwater.net. Join a team. You can create a team. This really is a family-friendly event. So bring out your friends, your family, and walk with us.
And it's happening. It's kicking off at the Northern High School Football Stadium. Tell us where that's at.
Yeah. That's in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, for those of you that aren't familiar with that.
Very cool. It's coming October the 5th. What time are you starting that day? Do you know?
Yeah, the walk starts at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Check it out online. Sign up. Get a team together, your family together, pawalkforwater.net. I understand you have matching donations, too, happening that day?
Yes. That's why I paused. I was trying to remember. I was like, there's something else that's really important to mention.
There was one more really important thing.
Yeah. So there is actually a matching grant right now for up to $1 million for money raised for the relief efforts of Hurricane Dorian. So we have decided that all the proceeds of this walk will go to the Hurricane Dorian relief efforts, especially those happening in the Bahamas. And so please come out and join us, because the donation that you make, your registration fee, 100% of that is going to go to the relief efforts in Dorian, and it's going to be multiplied.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Very
can't beat
cool.
That.
Once again, check it out online. Sign up. Be a part of the PA Walk for Water. It's pawalkforwater.net. It's coming up October 5th in Dillsburg at Northern High School. A great opportunity to participate in something that's making an impact right now in the Bahamas that Mike was telling us about. Go to the Facebook page, Water Mission. Type that in the search, and you could see what they're doing in the Bahamas right now. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we loved having you. Back to the music we go with We Are Messengers. This is Power on WJTL. Good morning.